This podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie All the Money in the World, written by James Berardinelli for realviews.net. He gives it 2.5 out of a possible 4 stars. It's directed by Ridley Scott. The cast includes Michelle Williams, Christopher Plummer, Mark Wahlberg, Roman Duris, Timothy Hutton, Charlie Plummer, and Andrew Buchan. Screenplay is by David Scarpa, based on the book by John Pearson. Runtime is 2 hours and 12 minutes. It's rated R for profanity, violence, sexual content, brief nudity, and drugs. And this is a thriller drama. In Ridley Scott's All the Money in the World, Christopher Plummer's performance is by far the best thing, and the scenes in which he appears are the most compelling. The irony of those statements is evident since Plummer wasn't in the original version of the completed film. Whether or not the 88-year-old veteran's portrayal of oil magnate J. Paul Getty is better or worse than Kevin Spacey's, whose scenes were reshot following sexual harassment and abuse allegations lodged against the actor, it doesn't alter the central imbalance that makes this a frustratingly uneven motion picture. When Getty isn't on screen, the movie is a bit of a bore, and it doesn't help that Mark Wahlberg is woefully miscast, and the thriller elements are anything but tense or suspenseful. All the Money in the World is loosely based on the 1973 kidnapping of John Paul Getty III, played by Christopher Plummer, the grandson of tight-fisted billionaire J.P. Getty, played by Christopher Plummer, no relation. Okay, so John Paul Getty III was played by Charlie Plummer, and J.P. Getty, played by Christopher Plummer, they are not related, and the kidnapping was by Italian mobsters. For the teenager's safe return, the criminals demanded a $17 million ransom. However, Paul's mother, Gail, played by Michelle Williams, has no money, and Getty is unwilling to part with even a fraction of what is being demanded, declaring that he has 14 other grandchildren, and if he pays the ransom, all of them will be kidnapped. Instead of offering money, he dispatches his number one security man, ex-CIA agent Fletcher Chase, played by Mark Wahlberg, to find and retrieve Paul. The scenes featuring Paul in the hands of his kidnappers and detailing his interaction with the sympathetic Cinquanta, played by Romain Duris, are unconvincing. They seem staged and artificial. The aspects of the movie focused on the attempts of Fletcher and Gale to locate and rescue Paul lack suspense. They feel obligatory, and Wahlberg's lackadaisical performance makes it difficult to relate to Fletcher on any level. Based on the available evidence, he seems borderline incompetent, which is at variance with the repeated assertions that he's the best in the business. The movie has gained some notoriety because of the last-minute reworking embarked on by director Ridley Scott in the wake of damning revelations about Kevin Spacey. To save the movie, Scott elected to remove Spacey from the finished project. Choosing Plummer as Spacey's replacement was an inspired decision, and the reshoots of about 21 scenes were completed with lightning-fast speed. Anyone unaware of all the behind-the-scenes drama wouldn't be able to detect it in the finished product. Plummer's inclusion is smooth, and with the possible exception of one CGI-added scene, there's nothing to indicate that someone else may have played the role at one point. All the Money in the World shines when Plummer is on screen because Getty is by far the most compelling figure in the film. As is often the case when a supporting player rivets the viewer's attention, this creates an imbalance that the movie is unable to resolve. Getty is audacious, and with Plummer injecting a little humanity into the cold, amoral man, he becomes more than just a two-dimensional anti-hero. But when the movie turns its attention to the participants at the forefront of the kidnapping and rescue, it loses energy. Perhaps part of the problem is what we're told in a voiceover, that members of the Getty family are indifferent. Perhaps that lack of humanity fuels a certain apathy where Paul's fate is concerned. The possibility of his death doesn't upset us. It's no surprise that the film looks great. Ridley Scott is a top-notch craftsman, even when working with a less than masterful screenplay. His ability to rework the production to a significant degree a month prior to its release is a testimony to what an accomplished director can achieve. The problem, however, is that all the money in the world isn't worth the exceptional effort put into its release. It's a serviceable thriller at best, and although Plummer's performance is worthy of praise, the film's failing is that it doesn't recognize that the most interesting character by far should have a more prominent part, rather than being relegated to the supporting role. And once again, All the Money in the World is directed by Ridley Scott, starring Michelle Williams, Christopher Plummer, Mark Wahlberg, Roman Duris, Timothy Hutton, Charlie Plummer, and Andrew Buchan. Its screenplay is by David Scarpa, based on the book by John Pearson. Running time is 2 hours and 12 minutes. It's a rated R for profanity, violence, sexual content, brief nudity, and drugs. It is a thriller drama, and Mr. Berardinelli gives it 2.5 out of a possible 4 stars.